And then you've got to find out what it is you're really shopping for and how to get it. Because it's not that 10th pair of black boots that we really need.
PRWebPodcast.com. Visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com. And today I'm happy to be joined with psychologist Dr. April Benson. How are you, April?
I'm very well, thanks, Aaron.
Good to hear. Can we just start off by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. I'm a psychologist in New York, and I've been in practice for nearly 30 years. And for the first 10, 15 years of my career, I specialized in treating people with eating disorders. I'm considered the founding mother of the Center for the Study of Anorexia and Bulimia in New York City. And in the mid-90s, in response to a particular experience that I had, both in growing up and in my adulthood, I started to research what shopping is all about. And I learned about shopping as a process of search. And essentially, I started out to write a book about what shopping can be, how shopping is an expression of self-definition, self-expression, creativity, even healing. I got into this not because I wanted to study compulsive buying, but because I wanted to study what shopping is all about. I had a relationship with one store over 20 years. It was a very healing experience for me. And that's how I got into it, not because I was interested in compulsive buying. But I realized that in order for people to really be able to shop in a way that met their needs and really worked for them, they had to expand the concept of what shopping is all about, because we don't just shop for goods and services. We shop for ideas and experiences as well. And when people look at shopping through a wide-angle lens, the possibilities are really endless. What's really important, though, is that I have a very healthy respect for the search process because of my own experience. And so I began in the mid-90s to do workshops about shopping, and this culminated in my book, which was published in the year 2000, I Shop, Therefore I Am, Compulsive Buying and the Search for Self. After the book was published, I began running groups for compulsive buyers, and I developed a website in 2003, and in response to hundreds and hundreds of emails from people who did not have specialized services for compulsive buyers in the cities where they lived, I morphed the Stopping Over Shopping group treatment program into the Stopping Over Shopping program, which is a comprehensive system that people can use in the privacy of their own homes at their own paces. And that is what the press release is describing.
Yeah, you just released that through us at PRWeb. And I was just wondering, could you tell us a little bit about how you developed such a program and what exactly it helps people with?
Well, the program is really based on everything I've learned about people and how people change over the time that I've been in practice. Specifically, in order to stop a habit like overshopping or overeating, one of the things you really have to know is why you do it. You need to know something about how it all began. You need to know about how you get hooked and how you get unhooked. You need to know what the triggers are to this behavior. What prompts this in you? What are the aftershocks? What are the consequences? You also need to know about your own ambivalence about stopping. What's on the plus side? What's on the negative side? What does your heart say? What does your head say? You need to know what to expect as you stop this kind of behavior. And then for overshopping, you really need to know what it's costing you to do it. Not just financially, but of course that's an important one. You need to face the facts about your debt, but you also need to know what it's costing you occupationally, interpersonally, spiritually, even physically. And then you've got to find out what it is you're really shopping for and how to get it. Because it's not that 10th pair of black boots that we really need, but it might be affirmation, companionship, a relief from boredom. And we've got to tease out what we're really shopping for and find other ways to meet those authentic underlying needs that actually enhance our lives rather than erode it. Then we've got to, because we live in a culture that is so focused on consumption, we have to learn how to shop without over-shopping. So we have to demagnetize. We have to resist the pull of consumer culture. We also need to resist social pressure that comes from salespeople, from our family and our friends. We need to learn how to shop mindfully, carefully, and planfully. From there, one of the ways that we can develop this capacity to shop without over-shopping, to learn about what we're really shopping for and learn how to meet it, is by developing fluency in four languages: the language of our bodies, the language of our hearts, the language of our minds, and the language of our soul. And the program has text and exercises to help people become more fluent in each of those languages. The program works with a shopping diary, which is a 4x6, 6-ring binder that people carry with them at all times. And they have reference material in the shopping diary, and they have material that they write when the urge to shop strikes them. And they ask themselves questions. And then they think about what they might do instead. And they refer to material that they've created to help them to make that determination. They also write down everything they spend, whether it's a 50-cent tip on a taxi or a $5,000 fur coat. And they assign every expenditure a necessity score based on how necessary they believe it to be. And by doing that, they create two numbers, the actual cost of an item and the necessity cost. So at the end of the week, they are able, by subtracting the necessity cost from the actual cost, to see what they could actually be saving if they were only buying things that were more necessary rather than less necessary. And this helps them to create a financial game plan in which they're spending mostly on what matters the most. Now we're close to the end of the program, and what we look at is, what if I start again? And I help people to plan for upcoming high-risk situations, and I also help them to deal with the inevitable lapses that occur and how to get themselves back on track. The program ends where we wrap it up and bring it home, and we talk about three different movements: the voluntary simplicity movement, the contemplation of true wealth, and the concept of wabi-sabi, which is a Japanese aesthetic that has to do with living with tranquility, valuing things that are actually worn and sentimental. And that's a larger context within which to put the program. The umbrella under which the entire program stands is mindfulness. And there's a CD that's part of the program that has guided visualizations, guided meditation, a shopping visualization, and an introduction to the entire program. People who buy the program will be invited to join an online community of other program users so that there will be that ongoing support.
So people can kind of help each other and tell stories. Yes. And advice?
Yes.
Great. Well, do you want to give a website or any contact information? Yes. So our listeners could find out more?
Sure. The website is www.stoppingovershopping.com. And the phone number, if people want to call or email, the phone is 917-885-6887. And if they want to email, it's info@stoppingovershopping.com.
Okay. Dr. April Benson, it's been a pleasure having you on the show with us today. And good luck with your new program, and we really hope to hear from you soon, and I'm sure you'll make a big difference in a lot of people's lives.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.